Today on More to Life, Family Foundations. Family life a little wobbly? Let us help you shore up the foundations of your Catholic home. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Family Foundations, as we talk about those times when our family life feels a little wobbly, you know? We want to help you shore up the foundation of your Catholic home. 877-573-7825.
That whole metaphor just kind of breaks my heart because, you know, there are so many people, especially, you know, folks down in Florida whose foundations were knocked right out from underneath their homes during the hurricanes. And, you know, anybody can have a home where suddenly the, you know, the foundation in your basement or whatever starts to crack. And it's never easy to just fix all that. You can't just wave a wand and it all shores up. There are things you actually have to do. And if you catch it early enough, maybe it's not so bad. It doesn't cost as much, can be done pretty readily. If you wait a long time or something major happens and it's not shored up, it costs a lot more money, takes a lot more time, and causes a lot more stress. And that is very true of family life as well. If you're dealing with those things that are making family life and the foundation feel a little wobbly, you're thinking, I wish this was better. I wish we got along better in this area. I wish that this kid wasn't looking like the problem child. I wish my spouse and I could talk about this topic as well as we talk about everything else. I wish we lived in a neighborhood where my kid wasn't dealing with bullies. Whatever those things are, you're kind of saying, well, I just think we'd all be better off if this part, this thing, this topic, this person could be shored up, straightened out, and we could have a better foundation in this. Well, that's what we're here to help you with today on More to Life. All you have to do is give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, sometimes keeping our family together feels like we're herding cats. You know, maybe you've got questions about parenting, family life itself, or discipline. Maybe you're wondering how you, your spouse, or kids can come together to have a more meaningful faith and prayer life at home. Maybe you'd like to figure out how to stop bickering and enjoy each other more. Of course, family doesn't end at the four walls of your house. Maybe you've got questions about getting along with adult kids or having a better relationship with extended family. If you've got family questions, we've got faith-filled answers. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Will help you shore up that foundation of your Catholic home. And remember, we can't call you. You got to call us. 877-573-7825.
You know, I think we also need to be clear when we say a foundation. I think a lot of our wonderful listeners who are faithful people are saying, we have a sure foundation. We have Christ in our lives. You know, I am praying. This is what is going on. I know our foundation. But we have to realize that our foundation is more than just having Christ and praying. It's working out all the healing, all the stuff, all the growth that Christ is calling us and giving the grace to work out. And that can take needing new skills. That can take trying to figure out exactly what that means in the first place. So if you're feeling like, hey, things were fine, but now the ages and stages of people have changed, or our circumstances have changed, or this new stressor has come in, or that one person in the extended family has been a problem for time immemorial, and we're just tired of it and we don't know what to do anymore. All of those things can make us feel a little shaky in our family life. Let's help you address it, work it out, and flourish in your family life. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how can it help me have a stronger, more joyful, peaceful family life? Well, you've come to the right place, because the Theology of the Body says a lot about family. And when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships as well, by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation and his work through salvation history.
That's right. And the Theology of the Body reminds us that working to build a strong, godly family life is the most important way we can build the kingdom of God. The church tells us that families are the building blocks of society and the church itself. We often forget that building strong, loving, peaceful, joyful family lives is an actual ministry. We think that God wants us to spend all our time sort of saving the world, changing the culture, engaging in politics, and those are important in their place. But according to the church, the most important thing we can do is spend our time building strong connections with our kids, loving our spouse, overcoming the challenges that make it hard to be a joyful, godly, close family that works well together, prays well together, and enjoys spending time together. That is what building the kingdom of God really entails.
And the Theology of the Body reminds us that each Christian family is called to be a brick that helps build and support the kingdom of God. You know, you can't build a civilization, much less a civilization of love, as St. John Paul put it, out of soft and crumbling bricks. So the time we spend learning how to be better spouses, be more effective Christian parents, build stronger, more faithful family lives, isn't taking away from the ministry work that God is asking us to do. It is the most important ministry work we can do, especially if we're spouses and parents. You know, we can't raise faithful kids, and we'll never build a godly society or a holy church unless we learn how to fill our homes with the warmth of God's love, so that God can use our example to draw the world to him. As St. John Paul the Great reminded us, the success of every other ministry depends first on Catholic families becoming what they are, witnesses to God's love and power in the midst of a hurting world. And we're taking your calls about making that happen for you today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you feel like your family life is a little wobbly for whatever reason, we want to help you shore up the foundation of your Catholic home. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls and questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our families. We recognize that we are called to be schools of love and virtue, where we learn to live out all the qualities that help us experience the life you've given us as a gift. But sometimes our families struggle, and you know very well that sin does a lot of damage to our ability to love each other the way that you would have us love each other. And so we bring our families to you right now, Lord, and we ask for the courage, the patience, the love, the grace that we need to respond effectively to all the challenges we face in our marriage and family and parenting life, so that we can experience your love and grace in our homes, encounter you more meaningfully at home, and make the faith the source of the warmth in our homes, so that our families can be a light to the world. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, family foundations. You know, is family life feeling a little wobbly these days for whatever reason? Whether it's a parenting thing, a marriage thing. You know, the fact is, as we've been just reflecting, you know, that marriage is called to be a ministry. By working on our relationships, we are building the kingdom of God. But it's hard to do sometimes, and sometimes it's hard to know where to start. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey.
Hi there, Maria. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi. So great to speak with you guys. I absolutely love you.
Thanks, Maria.
And I appreciate you taking my call. So I have three children, adult children. My middle one is engaged to be married. And I am just concerned because his fiance is not of the Catholic faith. She is actually of the Jewish faith. And I've had many conversations with my son, things that I've learned from both of you about being equally yoked and all that. And she has agreed to get married in the Catholic Church and to raise the children Catholic. But obviously my concerns are, how is that going to happen if they're not of the same faith? I think it's going to be a major challenge. And I'm trying to get them as much help before they get married, in the sense that any kind of marriage counseling, any resources that are available. And I also want to know how much, because I do have a good relationship with my son and I speak with him often about this. I don't want to nag, and I just want to know how much I should push on this, because I personally feel it is so important and I'm concerned.
No, I appreciate that, and I thank you for the call and question. Where is your son at spiritually? Where is he at in his walk with Catholicism?
So he goes to church every week. He says that sometimes she'll come with him. I raised them very strong in the faith. I also, they went to Catholic elementary school, Catholic.
I love that you're saying what you did, but I want to hear more about what he's doing.
Yeah, where's he at?
He's a grown-up. So all the stuff that you did either took root or didn't take root, and we're trying to assess how important is his faith to him on a daily basis.
So I don't know about on a daily basis, but generally I could say he had a medical scare and he needed treatment when he was just about 20 years old. And I know that definitely saved him, kept him with a good attitude and gave him lots of hope. And he trusted that God would take care of him. And I think that he'll never lose that. So how does he carry that into every day? I'm not 100% sure. But I do know that faith, is important to a certain degree to him, for sure.
I understand. Okay. So the best thing that we can do in helping our kids prepare for marriage with whoever they're marrying and whatever whatever the conditions or circumstances are, is encouraging and helping our adult kids learn to pray together with their fiancé, with their spouse. And the thing is, even though your future daughter-in-law isn't Catholic and isn't Christian, we as a Jewish woman, we worship the same God.
Yeah.
And we get our spiritual inheritance from what St. John Paul referred to as our elder brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so, they are in a position where they can certainly be praying about their relationship every day. And asking God to help them be the couple that he wants them to be, to help them to develop the relationship with him that he wants them to have. A healthy relationship is always founded on respect, and they're going to have to work really hard on that here, because respect doesn't just mean being kind to each other. It certainly does mean that, but on a deeper level, respect means working hard to find the truth and the goodness and the beauty in all the things that we each find good, true, and beautiful. And so, it's going to be important for both of them to really work hard to see what is good and true and beautiful in each other's faith traditions and and cultural traditions as well, and try to incorporate as much of those as they can so they can build a life together.
Now, I will say, Maria, what I'm hearing is that you've got two young people here who were both raised by people in a faith and a culture that was unique to their own individual experiences, but aren't really devoutly living it out. And that's not a judgment, that's a telling you where you're at with this. Because if you had said to me, my son is, going to Mass all the time, and he, pursues learning the faith, and that would be one scenario. But you're saying he has a faith in God, God has shown up for him powerfully, he goes to church, but it's not this deeper rooted thing.
Sounds the same for the daughter.
That's what I was about to say. Sorry. For the future daughter-in-law, if she was a devout Jew, she wouldn't be going, yeah, I'll raise the kids Catholic. Yeah, I'll get married in the Catholic faith. It would at least be a more a battle within her own heart to do that. So you've got two people who have a faith in God, but are kind of like, eh, in terms of how they're living it out. So what you want to be able to do is, as Greg said, A, really teach them how to pray together. But B, give them resources that bring the two faiths together in a way that makes their shared faith in God more powerful in their shared experience. I want to recommend a book to you that I absolutely love. And this particular author has done a whole series, and it's a great book. It's called Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist. There's also one on Mary and several other things. It's a brilliantly written book for people on both sides of this. My daughter-in-law has read it too. My daughter-in-law has a master's in theology. She says it's dead on and loves it. It would be a great book to say, and you should read it first, because if you read it, you're going to be able to see that everything about our Catholic faith is rooted in the fact that Jesus was born, lived, and died a Jewish man, and he lived in that culture, and he's brought us into the Church of Catholicism through that. So all of our roots are in that. Though having those discussions and just being able to say, I've been reading this book and it's so interesting and it taught me this, not like hand them the book and say, go read this, but have a copy for each of them in the house. They're not my books. I don't get anything out of it. I'm just saying this would be a great way to start entering into those conversations about faith and what the shared experience is on that historically and faith-based wise, and what Jesus did through that. That can really begin to open up a conversation, because at some point they're going to probably have children, and then suddenly they're going to start thinking about the faith, and it's going to feel too intense. If they can start moving in this direction now with really interesting conversations that don't feel threatening, they may really be led along by you toward a much deeper faith in God and in Christ himself.
So once again, the name of that book is Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist. It's by Brant Pitt, and Pitt is spelled P-I-T-R-E. And it's a terrific resource, and I think it's going to really help you understand the connection between your future daughter-in-law's Jewish faith and our Catholic faith, and how to have a conversation that's really that respects both traditions and begins
deepens
to model,
and enlivens
and begins to model how your son and daughter-in-law can talk about these faith issues in a way that isn't adversarial, but really allows them to see how each of their faith traditions do go together. Maria, thank you so much for the call, and if there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. And also our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, will give you ways to keep up that mentoring relationship with your son especially, but your daughter-in-law as well. And you can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com. That's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Family Foundations, as we talk about those times when our family life feels a little wobbly for whatever reason, whether that's due to marriage problems, parenting issues, issues in our extended family, challenges with regard to adult kids, like we were just talking about with Maria, whatever the situation is that's making you feel a little less secure in your family life than you'd like to be, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She'll be sharing some insights about helping your family be a little less wobbly when we come back after the break. Stick around.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Italy aficionado Teresa Tomeo's newest book is now out on the Ave Maria online store. In Italy's shrines and wonders, Teresa Tomeo provides how best to navigate the most popular sites, best routes, and how to best to soak in all the beauty Italy has to offer. She also shares the most inspiring journeys to make your Italy excursion utterly unforgettable. Italy's shrines and wonders from Catholic Connections' Teresa Tomeo can be purchased at AveMariaRadio.net. When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Family Foundations. Is your family life feeling, you know, a little wobbly around the edges for some reason? We want to help you shore up the foundations of your Catholic home. That's 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Lisa.
Good to have you with us. And you wanted to share some insights from things that you passed on to your kids as they were launching and starting their own family lives.
It is. It's important for us to share what we've learned as married couples. You know, Matt and I have celebrated 40 years, and we learned a lot over those years, and we weren't hesitant to share both the good and the bad with our kids as they launched relationships, got engaged, got married. And I think Matthew, from his business point of view, would talk about best business practices. You know, in his career, there are certain things, foundational things, you have to have a successful business. That's true for a successful marriage and family. And the first foundation is, are we clinging to Christ? You know, we tell our kids, you know, we raised you, we laid the foundation, continue that foundation with yourself first and then with your spouse, whether it's your wife or your husband, you know. And our kids can forget that they have to have their own prayer life and then develop a prayer life with their spouse. The other thing that Matt and I wanted to share with them is to remind them that their marriage is unique. It's a wonderful, beautiful sacrament to celebrate. But they're going to start their own family. They're going to begin their own traditions, and they have our permission to do that. I will not make demands upon them of you must be at Christmas at this time because they're going to have their own Christmas. I want to see them, but Christmas is a very long
season. Yeah.
It's a long season for us. So they can see me any time during that. The same with Easter. So give your kids permission to be uniquely themselves and to embrace the sacrament God is giving them. And then the last thing is, as they're making their sacrament their own, find their own charism. We've talked about this before on the program, about like our marriages, our families, are almost like a religious order. Each one has its own foundation. Each one has its own charism. Give your kids permission, like I said, to find their own. Will they be people who get really into sports together? Will they explore foreign movies? Will they discuss books all the time? But let them discover that together to be a unique celebration in the whole of the church.
Yeah, I think that to really give them permission to discover their charism in terms of, you know, okay, you have all these interests together. What's the virtue that's behind that? What's the gift God's asking you to give to each other and to the world? It's going to be different from Dad's and my, because this was our family. You now have the freedom to go do this in your family, as long as you, as you were saying in your first point, Rachel Watkins, clinging to Christ together, you'll figure out that charism. Give them the freedom to do that.
Rachel, I want to thank you for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about Rachel Watkins' good work, you can go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Check it out. And we're taking your calls right now on our show titled Family Foundations, as we talk about those times when we feel like family life is, you know, a little wobbly for whatever reason, whether that's because of, you know, challenges in our marriage, struggles in parenting, difficulties with our adult kids or other family members. We want to help you shore up the foundations of your Catholic home. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Give us a call and let us know how we can help you experience a more confident, caring, connected, faithful family life, and be that parent, that spouse that God's calling you to be, so that you can really glorify God and experience His love in your home and experience the faith as the source of the warmth in your home. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. When we come back, more with your calls on our show titled Family Foundations. Stick around for that. A lot more coming up on More to Life right after the break.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
No one sees a face of abortion, you know, in particular, because it's hidden by semantics, it's hidden by words, it's hidden by phrases, and, you know, and these grandiose claims of, oh, we're, you know, it's all about reproductive rights and the women, and women shouldn't be, you know, forced to carry a baby to term, especially if they were victims of rape or incest. So you put all of these ideas in people's heads that this is all about the good of a woman, but not looking at the people involved, the baby, and of course, you know, for example, a woman who we know from research, Dr. David Rieger has done a lot of research on this area, that women who do conceive through rape and carry the baby to term and either keep the child or place it up for adoption are much better off mentally. Mental health, they can deal with that, they can heal much more quickly, because two wrongs definitely don't make a right.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
When and how did Jesus allow some of his apostles to see him in his glory? After entrusting to Peter the keys to govern the house of God, the church, the Lord began to reveal to his followers that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things, including death, but that on the third day he would be raised from that death. It is during this period, according to the Catholic Catechism, that he takes Peter, James, and John up on a high mountain and there unveils his divine glory for a very brief time. His clothing, his face become dazzling with light. He also reveals he must go by way of the cross in Jerusalem to enter his glory. All the Trinity is present for the transfiguration. The Father in the voice declaring Jesus to be his beloved Son. The Son in Jesus. The Spirit in the cloud that covers Jesus. The transfiguration gives us a window on Jesus' glorious coming and our own transformation from a lowly body to a glorious body like his. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Jesus reminds us that the key to receiving mercy is being merciful to others. Being merciful means treating people in a manner that reminds them of their worth in God's eyes. We have lots of chances to practice being merciful all day, but the best place to start is in our marriage and family lives. Here are some ways you can begin being merciful to your spouse and kids and reminding them of what they're worth in God's eyes. First, be demonstrative with your love and affection. Let your spouse and kids feel God's love for them flowing through your arms when you hold them. Second, serve with joy.
Remind your spouse and kids how much they're worth to God by taking the time to respond promptly to their concerns and requests. And third, bear wrongs patiently and forgive willingly. By practicing these spiritual works of mercy, we give our spouse and kids a physical reminder that nothing they do will separate them from God's love or ours. To learn more about being merciful in your marriage and family life, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Family Foundations, as we talk about shoring up the foundations of your family. If family life's feeling a little wobbly these days for whatever reason, whether it's because of challenges in the marriage or parenting questions or just frustrations with adult kids or other family members, we want to help you break through those difficult situations and shore up the cracks in your family foundation. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Christina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Georgia.
Hi, Christina. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. What can we do for you today, Christina?
Well, my foundation is very wobbly right now, and I feel like I'm not sure. I have an adult child. I have 5 kids who seems to, like, have gone off the deep and going through a difficult divorce, and she has, you know, 4 kids. And I'm the one who is here. It seems that she's going out all the time, new friends or a bad group of friends, almost like that, like everything has changed. I mean, obviously the kids have.
Christina, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm just trying to get a sense of this. So how long into the divorce process has she been? Like, how long have they not been living in the same house?
You mean the divorce couple?
Yes.
Oh, this is about a year separation.
Okay.
This is about a year separation. But what it's doing is it's disrupting my entire family. And
how so? What's going on?
Well, see, because obviously her situation, she has no money. She's borrowing money from everybody. They're going without. I'm coming in almost like a rescue. I am in therapy, which, I mean, I'm being told to not touch this, to leave it alone. But it's like a crash and burn, and almost to the point of neglect on the kids. And I just don't know how to stay out of it. And the kids want to stay out of it. But at the same time, they're watching everything crash and burn.
You mean your other adult children?
Her siblings?
Yes. The siblings are watching this, and it's like, stay out of it. But, I mean, they may have no food. And again, she may be going out. She might not come home for a day or two, but I'm the one picking up the pieces of...
Christina, is there addiction involved in this? Drugs, alcohol, something like that? If she's going out with bad people... Is she an addict of some kind at this point, whether newly because of the divorce or with a history here that she would just disappear and leave her kids without food?
I don't know. Up until this point in time, we never, ever would have thought that anything like that. And because, again, she's never... It's just almost like a mental health. I really don't know, and to address it, it's something.
No, it definitely sounds like a mental health issue. The dad in this situation, is he safer for the children than your daughter is at this point while she's going through this destructive pattern?
And see, that's, yes, I feel so, but that's not good either, because see, it's so much animosity, and he knows what's going on, and he's watching her crash and burn. Because that is, even though it is hurting, it's a terrible situation. Because that gives him this feeling of, like, you know, I don't know. It's just a terrible situation.
No, I understand.
And I'm being told not to step in, but I feel I need to.
So I got two questions for you. So first of all, when it comes, you've kind of described how the life is in her household. Are they, you know, when she goes away, is that when their kids are with their dad, or is she just leaving the kids by themselves while she goes away?
She leaves them with me.
She leaves them with you.
She leaves them with me.
And does she tell you when she's going to come back? Like, she says, I'm going to be gone for a couple of days, or she just disappears and comes back when she wants to?
Oh, a lot of times it's like, I will be back at this certain time, and then it won't be until, like, the next day, or the most has been like 2 days, but it's just that it's not, I think she knows I'm a safe place, and it's like that's why, like, my therapist would be like, no, don't take the kids. But it's like, but if I don't take the kids, you know, they might be somewhere. So it's like, no, it's getting to what is going on in her life. So I
and why does the therapist? So my other question is, why is the therapist telling you to stay out of it? How does the therapist want to make sure that the kids are taken care of in all of this? What is your counselor saying about that? I mean, it's important to set some boundaries here, but I think it's easy to say stay out of it. It's a little harder to actually pull that off when you got your grandkids, you know, well-being on the line. So what is the counselor saying about that piece of it?
Right. Well, see, obviously she said I'm codependent, and I'm not saying I'm not, but that's where I struggle. It's like I can try to set boundaries, but those boundaries are being broken. And then I have the kids, or like it's, you know, the kids might be left somewhere, and it's like those people will have and expect her back at a certain time, and then she doesn't
I understand
come
that.
Back.
So
no,
she's doing this even other caregivers. It's not like she just takes you for granted. How old are the children? I think I missed that.
Between 2 and 12.
Okay. So we're talking about littles. Yeah.
All right, Christina. I mean, you know, I want you to talk more with your counselor about, you know, whether you're codependent or not. You know, these kids have a right to have somebody be there for them, right? And so I guess where I'm going in my head is you're describing a very chaotic and unsafe situation where I really do think that it would be appropriate to contact Children's Services to have a social worker evaluate their home life. And I realize that's the last thing you want to do. And, you know, and I realize that you're afraid that that's going to give ammunition to your son-in-law. But the kid's welfare has to come first, and your daughter's life is on fire, and she needs a wake-up call. And the best thing you could do would be to contact Children's Services to say, I need to have a social work evaluation of the safety of my kids' lives. And, you know, Social Services gets a bad rep, but they're not going to want to pull the kids. They're going to want to help your daughter get her life together, and they'll make recommendations for that. They'll be able to put some legal things into place so that to make sure that they're being cared for, whether that's by, you know, their dad or you or somebody. But they'll help you all create a structure for how these kids need to be cared for. The reason that things are so chaotic right now is that there is no structure, right? And you and your other adult kids are feeling like you have to just always be waiting for the next bomb to go off. And you're building your lives around that. And so when your counselor says that you're codependent, there's some of that, but there's also a very real situation here that requires grown-ups to step in for the sake of your grandkids, right? So I want you to talk more with your counselor about that and just challenge your counselor not to just take the easy solution of saying, well, you just need to stay out of it. Because, yes, you need to set boundaries here, but you need to set boundaries in a way that don't leave your grandkids exposed to whatever. So I think the best boundary to set right now would be to say this is a very chaotic and dangerous situation. And you might not say, well, they're not in imminent danger, but they're not safe.
They're not safe, and they know they're not safe. So it's being ingrained in them. Mom doesn't show back up when she says she's going to. People get upset as mom's not showing up. Like, they're picking up on all this stress in addition to the stress that they went through for the divorce, in addition to the fact that as they get older, and I would say in the next 2 years or so, mom's going to stop calling you or other people, and she's just going to let the oldest one become the parent in this whole situation, and she'll be leaving a 14-year-old to raise all their siblings while she goes out. She's definitely going through a mental health crisis. I really encourage you to try to get her to get into therapy so that she can get through the devastation of the divorce and not have running around with people be her way of self-soothing here. She really needs some help.
But in the short term, I would really contact child welfare and have them do an evaluation of the household so that you can get some kind of structure going on in this situation, which would help provide a little bit more order for all of you. And again, you know, while I agree with the therapist, you need to do a better job of setting some boundaries here. I'm a little loath to step too much into that because I don't know the details of this well enough.
Yeah.
But anytime you set a boundary, you know, and I would do this with my own clients in the pastoral counseling practice, you know, anytime you set a boundary, you do need to keep everybody's welfare in mind. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to...
Especially children or people at risk. Children,
and especially your grandkids, right? So you this is not just some stranger that you can say, you know, this is not my problem. This is very much your family, and you can't just abandon it altogether. So there do have to be boundaries, but you want to talk with your counselor about how the kids factor into that. You know, what would be a plan that your counselor could help you establish to create a better structure and order in the situation while still setting those boundaries? All right, Christina, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. And we're taking your calls, listeners, today on our show titled Family Foundations. Is your family life a little wobbly? Let us help you shore up the foundations of your Catholic home. And by the way, speaking of Catholic home, every day on the Catholic HOM app, it stands for Households on Mission, Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches are here walking with parents just like you, helping you create a more loving, connected, and caring, faithful Catholic household on mission. In addition to the coaching and the opportunity to just ask questions anytime you need help and have expert responses, on an ongoing basis, we have tons of resources, downloadable activities to help make living your faith at home fun, exclusive podcast content for moms, dads, and families. We've got an animated video series that helps your whole family, kids and adults, get on the same page about building a more dynamic domestic church, and tons of other resources. You can check it out at Catholic HOM. Download the app today. We'd hope that you'd be part of the Catholic home community, because it's really a beautiful place, and people are getting a ton of support. We did a poll, found that over 85% of regular users of Catholic Home say that they've experienced significant positive changes in their family life within 2 weeks of using Catholic HOM. So become part of the community. We hope to see you there. With that, it's time for our break. So it's time for our scripture of the day, sorry, which comes to us from Joshua 24, verse 15.
Choose today. Will you serve the Lord or the gods of the people in whose country you are dwelling? As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And I want to say that we get so caught up in, oh, the country that the people are dwelling. What really is being said here, are you going to serve the Lord? Or are you going to just kind of follow along with whatever the rest of the family says, what your friends say, what your community's doing, whatever everybody is just vibing toward? It's a very decisive decision to make.
Well, you know, we don't worship Baal or Moloch these days.
The people who are talked to here.
But we do worship busyness. We worship activity.
We worship complacency.
And, you know, so we have to choose who we're going to serve, whether we serve those cultural gods of money and busyness.
Or even our own feelings. And if it's not a cultural god, it's what's just easiest.
Or are we going to serve the Lord as a family? And so, you know, choose well today, inspired by this verse from Joshua 24:15. And we are taking a break. When we come back, more with your calls about our show titled Family Foundations. Is your family life feeling a little wobbly? Whether that's because of challenges in the marriage, challenges with parenting, challenges with your adult kids or other family members, let us help you shore up those foundations of your Catholic home. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heart-sick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see Him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Started drinking beer on Saturday nights, sleeping in on Sunday mornings, missing Mass, and it just became a pattern and continued. Without God, I don't know where I'd be right now. I know the importance of the Eucharist. I know the importance of the sacraments that I didn't know at a young age. I follow God's will because my desire is to get to heaven. Our lives are rich and full by being members of the Church.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
How would you like to celebrate the Divine Mercy at the Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Poland on Divine Mercy Sunday? Well, you can. Steve Ray here, inviting you to join us in Poland as we follow the footprints of John Paul II, Maria Faustina, and Maximilian Kolbe. Daily Mass at the most iconic, beautiful churches and delicious local foods. Join us in April for Divine Mercy Sunday in Poland.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, everyone, to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Family Foundations, as we talk about those times where we feel like family life is a little bit wobbly, either because of marriage challenges, parenting issues, struggles with our adult kids or other family members. We want to help you shore up the foundations of your Catholic home and patch some of those cracks so that you can feel like you've got a secure foundation for creating the godly, connected, faithful, loving, joyful family life that the Lord's calling us all to have. 877-573-7825.
We have an email that came in at questions@moretoliferadio.com from Carrie, and she says, "Hi, Dr. Greg and Lisa. Your topic today is very relevant to what's going on in our household. The family foundation is very wobbly at the moment. My 23-year-old daughter, who still lives at home, hasn't been getting along with her dad, my husband. She has asked him to go to therapy, and he has refused. She complains that he doesn't put enough effort into their relationship, and he is very self-centered. My husband thinks she does not give him enough respect for all the things he does do for her. I've been trying to gently nudge him towards doing what she asked, and maybe I got a little too pushy a couple of days ago. I told him that I was really disappointed that he wasn't trying to fix the situation with our daughter, and that it's making me lose respect for him, which I don't like. He got very angry and didn't want to talk anymore and either hasn't talked to me or has been very belligerent since. My husband has a history of handling our problems that way over the last several years and we've done much better in our communication in that time. I do think both my daughter and my husband have some responsibility in the problem, but this has been going on for a few years, and I don't think that it's right for my husband to think he has the option to just drop the ball and not address it. I'm not sure where to go from here. I think my husband thinks we're ganging up on him. Part of me thinks I just need to step back and not do anything, but if I do that, I don't think anything is going to change. I hate this feeling of helplessness and living in a home full of tension. If you have any advice for next steps, I will be very open to hearing them. Thank you very much. I love your show." And that is Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie, for the question. I'm so sorry that you guys are going through this. That sounds so incredibly painful. And it is painful when the people that we love are not getting along. And worse, not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
So let me just say this. I think you're absolutely right to press your husband on this, and it doesn't matter whether he feels ganged up on or not. He's wrong, and he deserves to be ganged up on. I mean, nobody likes to be ganged up on, but when we're doing something that is not good or healthy or godly, we need people to admonish us. And, you know, marriage, I've talked about this before, marriage is a sacrament of healing. It God created it, Christ instituted marriage so that we could... So that he could heal the damage that sin does to our ability to love the way God wants us to. And when we get married in the church, what we're really saying is, I am going to work hard to cooperate with this grace to heal the damage that sin has done to my ability to love you, wife, and any of our children the way God wants me to. And, you know, we all have our blind spots. So when I'm slipping up, then I have Lisa to kind of say, hey, Greg, you know, I love you, but you're being kind of a jerk, and maybe you need to go apologize to the kids. Or, hey, you need to listen a little bit better, or why don't you try that?
And I have you to call me out on the things where I might be having a weakness or a stubbornness or something like that, because we're in the sacrament of marriage, which also makes each other our spiritual companions along the way to heaven, so, and getting each other there. So we're called to call each other on and help correct each other in those points we're weak on.
And loving somebody means working for their ultimate good, right? So if you want to love your husband, you need to work for his ultimate good, because, you know, he's going to go to God at some point, and God's going to say, what did you do to work on that relationship with that daughter I gave you? And he's going to have to stare God in the face and say, well, I avoided it as best I could. I wouldn't want to be in his position. If he doesn't like being ganged up on now, so, you know, I mean, let's. I think you need to keep the pressure on.
And none of us wants to have our pride hurt. I think his defensiveness is hurting his pride, and none of us want to feel like people are telling us that we're not doing well or that we're falling short of the mark. But after we deal with that sort of blow to the chest that is the wounding of our pride, then we have to take that deep breath and say, now what do I need to do to change this?
So, and when you say he's kind of punishing you, in fact, even you didn't use those words, but he is punishing you for having brought this issue to his attention, I think it's okay whenever he comes back in and he's grumpy or he's, you know, miserable or he's barking at you to say, you know, I'm not your enemy. I love you very much, and I want this family to be in a better place, but don't take this out on me. You know, this is on you to fix. I'm happy to support you and work with you in this, but you're refusing to do what a father needs to do, and it is causing me to lose respect in you, and I don't like that, and I'm asking you to do something about it. Don't take that out on me. You know, if you want to be grumpy, go be grumpy someplace else, but don't take it out on me. When you're ready to do what needs to be done to be a godly husband and father, I'm here to support you, but I'm not going to put up with this. This is not my fault. This is not my problem. I am not your enemy. Knock it off. Sometimes we just need to be that firm. And I think you need to be that firm with him. If you're not quite sure you can do that, if you're not sure how to keep that pressure up, if you feel like he's wearing you down or you just feel too guilty or any of that, I really encourage you and perhaps your daughter as well to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com so we can support you and your daughter in how to lovingly... pressure, I hate to use that word pressure, it's not just about pressure, it's about lovingly influence your husband and support him in being the man God is calling him to be, in spite of the fact that he's really wedded to his pride right now.
And it's really okay to say that. Honey, I love you. You're great in all of these ways. But this thing between you and our daughter is rocking our family, is depriving you of the love that you deserve if you just worked some of this out with her. Please don't get stuck in your stubbornness. I know you can be a better man than this. I love you too much to not keep bringing it up until you're willing to work with her to heal this.
I also want to address the point you made about, you know, you see both your daughter and your husband being responsible for that. And of course they are. This, you know, this isn't about who has the greater blame or whatever.
Right.
This is about your husband is putting up obstacles to healing it. And that's really the biggest problem, right? You know, in any relationship issue, everybody involved in the relationship has things they can do to make this better. But he's preventing any of that from happening by pridefully refusing to get help or to work through this. And that's just not okay as a Catholic husband and father. So I just want to encourage you to challenge him as lovingly as you can, as persistently as you can, and don't let up in the heat, because he can either respond to your overtures or he can be accountable to God for his failure. That's all the time we've got for today's program. Thank you so much for being with us. If you'd like to learn more about strengthening all your family foundations, I encourage you to download the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission, where you can get daily support and tons of resources to build a more loving, caring, connected, faithful Catholic H-O-M. Or if you're looking for more personalized guidance, you can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Visit us at CatholicCounselors.com and get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there is so much more to life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.